Hello, welcome to Pooler Podcast. My name's Andrew, and I'm joined today by back row Gareth Rusby-Davis. How are you, Gareth?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Right, this weekend the club travels to take on Bridgend Athletic. Earlier in the season, you defeated them 31-7 at Pontypool Park. Are you striving for a similar sort of result this weekend?
Yeah, I think it's key now just to take one game at a time, but ultimately we want the 5 points. So I think it's going to be a difficult challenge down there. But I think the boys are capable enough of getting the 5 points.
And by the time the game kicks off on Saturday, the squad will have had a 3 week break. Have you enjoyed the rest, or has it been quite frustrating?
For me, it's frustrating because I've had a long rest anyway due to injury. So for the boys who have been playing, I think consistency is what we needed. Sometimes it can be a hindrance having such a couple of weeks off. So, but I think some of the boys will probably appreciate the rest as well. So hopefully now going into this will be nice and fresh and ready to go.
So there will be a problem with rustiness, do you think? Or?
No.
Ready to go. Right, in your last match against Newcastle Emlyn, the team registered its fourth try in injury time at the end of the game. How pleasing was it to grind out the bonus point win and keep going right up until the whistle?
Really pleasing. Like I said, bonus points are important in the league to stay up and to keep in the top four. So to have that bonus point and to come right at the end was a pleasure. So we've done it a few times this season.
And has it been beneficial to be involved in tight games?
Yeah, I think it brings a bit of team spirit in as well, having to grind out those victories and getting the 5 points. I think it'll help us out for other games if we are in that predicament again, because we have been in that predicament a couple of times and we have managed to grind out that fourth try. So for us, I think it's good. I think it builds character in the squad and helps us for those close quarter battles again.
And towards the end of the season, you take on Merthyr, RGC and Bargoed. Will these experiences hold you in good stead against your promotion rivals?
I think it does. I think we had a difficult pre-season, and I think that's what helped us beat Merthyr, because Merthyr played a lot of easy games, I believe, and they were running away with it. So when they come up against a side like us, who's been in those hard-fought matches, we knew how to deal with it. So I think towards the end of the season, playing teams where it's going to be close, I think the boys will do a good job and hopefully win.
And obviously you're on the road this weekend. The club has actually only lost one game away this season. How proud are you of that sort of record?
Great achievement, I think. We always want to win the home games. We want to win every game, but obviously the home games are important to try and keep that fortress. But only to lose one game, I think that's a good achievement and shows how good of a squad Pontypool are.
And this is your first season at the club. How are you enjoying the experience?
It's been great. It's a childhood dream for me to play for Pontypool. My family grew up watching Pontypool. My dad took me to all Pontypool matches. So for me to play for Pontypool is an honour and a privilege. And it's what I've expected it to be coming here. It's great players here. There has been great players in the past that played for the club. So for me, it's really good. And I'm loving every minute of it.
There is a group of you at the club who are Pontypool lads. Do you think that adds something extra to the club?
Definitely. Definitely to have a club that's got homegrown boys who want to play for the badge. I think that builds a good team spirit. And boys who play for the club know what it means to the club, to the community, to play in high division rugby. So I think for homegrown boys for Pontypool is a big plus for the side.
And obviously this season you played 8 times so far for the club. How pleased have you been with your own form?
Good. I feel like the games I've played in, I've done my part. Hopefully get some more games, but due to injury I haven't been playing as much, so I am fully fit and ready to go. But the parts I have played, I hope I have contributed something to the side. I've enjoyed playing.
Great, thank you very much, and thank you for talking to me today.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Cheers.